Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
All right, I want to encourage you to get your Bible, something to take notes with today. I'm so excited. You know, the series has really ministered to me. I pray it's ministered to you on why read my Bible. If you're new with us today, you can look at the whole series, go to our website, download it. It's free. It's there for you. I encourage you to do that. I promise you, I really believe it will help you on why read my Bible. This series has really blessed me. I pray it's blessed you. So we're finishing it today, and I'm excited about it. I believe that God does have a right now word for all of us. We've talked about how that this book is anointed. It's alive. It's the breath of God. There's no book like it. You know, there's 66 books within this book, written over 1,600 years with over 40 different authors on three different continents with three different languages. And it's scientifically, historically proven to be true. The people, the names, the locations, all there. It really happened. And I tell you, I thank God for my Bible. By the way, we're reading through a one-year Bible, right? That's our action step for this series, is reading together as a congregation through our one-year Bible. And if you don't have one, you can go by our bookstore. I don't know if you know, we have a bookstore in the lobby, and you can buy there. It's right off our coffee shop. You can pick one up today. And you say, Pastor, I started, but I kind of fell off. Well, don't be under condemnation. You know, the devil uses temptation and then condemnation to bring us down. Don't condemn yourself. You know, just start up today. Get back on today and continue on for the rest of this year. Amen? All right. So let's look at it. How to have God's best. You know, God's best will come to you and to me through the Bible. Jesus called the Bible the Word of God. Jesus called the Bible Scriptures. We talked about how that the Bible is the written Word of God, and Jesus is the personal Word of God. The Bible says in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So Jesus is referred to as the Word of God, but yet Jesus called the Bible the Word of God and Scriptures. So the big idea is this: I can't have a relationship with the personal Word of God, Jesus, without having a relationship with the written Word of God, the Bible. That's why a lot of people refer to our church as a word church. I don't know if I like that or not, but you know, we are a teaching church, a teaching ministry, and we believe that we build our life on the rock, church on the rock. We build our life on the rock, and Jesus said what the rock was: hearing the word and doing the word. Hearing the word and doing the word. So that's why we believe in the Bible. It's God's word to us. You say, Pastor, I really need God to speak to me. Then pick up your Bible and read it tonight. That will be God talking to you. So I want to end this series. I'm so excited about today. I want to end this series on how to have God's very best. As your pastor who loves you, who believes in you, who wants the best for you, you know, I want to get you in the word. I want you to love it. Yeah. Learn it. Live it. Can you say that with me? Love it. Learn it. Live it. And you'll have God's best. So let's look at our scripture. It's on the screen. You might find it there in your Bible as well. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture, that would be Old and New Testament, all scripture, Jesus referred to the Bible as scripture, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. It's anointed. It's alive. There's no other book like it. And is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We talked about earlier that the Bible will help me become the person God created me to be in order to fulfill the purpose that he has for me to do on this planet. So person and purpose. God's more interested in us becoming the person so we can fulfill his purpose for our life. So let's look at it in the Passion paraphrase. Watch this now. God's talking to us through his word. I need a word from God. Read my Bible. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the author of this book, even though he used human instruments, it was the Holy Spirit speaking through them. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's the breath of God. It will empower you. So reading my Bible makes me stronger. Reading my Bible makes me stronger. It gives me strength. Somebody said, you know, 7 days without the Word of God makes 1 week. It's so important. So the Word of God will empower you by its instruction and its correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction. Notice there's no direction without correction. Every time we're under the Word, we're reading our Bible, we should ask ourselves, what is this scripture saying to me? What attitude do I need to change? What action do I need to change? What lesson can I learn from this? How can I personalize this? How can I apply this? There's always action to be taken every time we read the Bible, the Word of God, the Scripture. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you. It will give you strength by its instruction, correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction. That's courage, how to have God's best. God's word, scripture, Bible, gives me strength and it gives me courage. Gives me strength and it gives me courage. You all know Bishop Dale Bronner, right? He's coming again for us in our anniversary in November. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. His wife's going to be here in a few weeks for our ladies' conference. Nina, we're so excited about that. If you haven't signed up, ladies, get signed up ASAP. But Bishop Dale Bronner told me one time, he said, Dave, in order to fulfill God's purpose for your life, you're going to need wisdom and you're going to need courage. I never forgot that, Bishop Dale Bronner. In order to fulfill God's purpose for your life, you're going to need God's wisdom, that's God's word, and you're going to need courage to take action and do what God's called you to do. Well, notice that the Bible gives me strength and gives me courage. Gives me strength and gives me courage. You know, to God be all the glory. You know, only by the grace of God, 42 years ago, when Kim and I came here to plant this church with 35 people, that took courage. Now, I'm not taking any credit. I'm giving the Bible the credit. Because God gave us a word. God gave us a word, Kim and I, a rhema word to confirm us coming to St. Louis and start a church. At that time, we had three different locations, three different areas in the United States. People were asking us to come and plant a church. But God gave us a word for St. Louis, a right now word. That word gave us courage to leave our denomination, the Assemblies of God, to leave our denomination, to leave our family, both Kim and my family. We all grew up together, you know, within the same town in our junior high and senior high years, to leave our family, our friends, our life insurance, our hospital insurance, our retirement, our denomination, everything that we knew, we left it all to come here with 35 people to plant a church, and we didn't even know what our weekly salary would be with 35 people, and I've got a family. How could I do that? Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God and courage. What gave us courage was the B-I-B-L-E, God's word, scripture. And that's what it says here. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's the author. the breath of God. It will empower you. It will strengthen you by its instruction, correction, giving you the strength. Everyone say strength. Giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you into a deeper, into the path of godliness. Everyone say courage. Wow. Then look at verse 17. Then you will be God's servant. Watch this. Fully mature. So I can't mature without reading my Bible. I can't develop without reading my Bible. That's why you have some Christians who've been saved for decades, but they act like babies because they're not in the Word of God. If I'm in the Word, if I'm reading the Bible, if I'm applying the Scriptures, it will mature me. It will develop me. And look at this, perfectly prepared. This is worth coming to church today. Perfectly prepared to fulfill. What did I say earlier? Person and purpose. Makes you the person to fulfill the purpose. Here's the scripture. Then you'll be God's servant, fully mature. Can't mature without the Word of God, the Bible. Why read my Bible? And prepared. Abraham Lincoln said, when preparation meets opportunity, you have success. When preparation meets opportunity, you have success. You know, it's so important that you are prepared for when that door of opportunity comes. I know in my own life, I've missed a lot of opportunities down through the years because I was not prepared for them when they came. Notice reading my Bible will mature me, it'll develop me, it'll prepare me, look at this, to fulfill my assignment. Everybody say my assignment. Those of you at home say my assignment. Every one of you have an assignment from God. And that's what our mission is here at Church on the Rock, is to lead people to God's assignment, purpose for their life, and help them know who God is, that God is for them. So notice, why read my Bible? I can't mature without it. Why read my Bible? I won't have the strength and the courage to take the right direction, destiny for my life. Why read my Bible? Because it prepares me to fulfill my assignment that God gives to you. God's best. How to have God's best. And here's what I know. God's assignment, God's purpose, God's will for your life is much better than the one you planned on your own. Wow, can we have a praise break right now and give God praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God's best. How do you have God's best? By reading my Bible and applying it daily. Look what God's best is. Healing and health. Healing and health. Can you say that with me? I sure do love you. Healing and health. Again, healing and health. You say, Pastor, isn't that the same thing? No, it's not the same thing. Healing and health is not the same thing. To walk in health, I don't need healing. To walk and receive healing is because there's something in my body or my mind that I need healing. They're two different things. So look what the scripture says in Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 23. Look at the screen. My son, attend to my words. Now this passage that I'm going to read to you shows you how to study the Bible, how to unpack the Bible, how to receive the Bible, how to appropriate the Bible, how to get the Bible to work for you. Here it is, four steps. Everyone say four steps, four steps. My son, number one, attend to my words. Number two, incline thy ear. Everyone say ear, say ear. One more time, say ear. Incline your ear unto my sayings, verse 21. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Everyone say eyes. Say eyes. One more time, eyes. Notice your ear gate, your eye gate. Let them not depart from your eyes. And then number four, keep them in the midst of your heart. So watch now the sequence. Ears, eyes, heart. Ears, eyes, heart. Ears, eyes, heart. You see, I got to get it from my head, just mental assent. Or in other words, oh, I know that. Oh, I've heard that. That's mental assent. It won't work for you. You've got to get it from your head to your heart. You get it from your head to your heart with your ears, your eyes, and your mouth. You get it to work for you when you're hearing it, you're focused on it, and you're saying it. That's how you get it from your head to your heart. And the word won't work if it's just in your head. The word won't work until you get it in your heart and not your physical organ, your spirit man. Am I helping anybody today? Okay, look at verse 22. For they are a reference to the word, the Bible, or scriptures. For they are life, how to have God's best. For they are life unto those that find them. Look at this, life, and they are health to all their flesh. In my Cambridge Bible, in the middle, in the cross-reference for the word health, it says medicine. Can you say that with me? Medicine. Oh, one more time, medicine. So the word of God is like medicine to my flesh and to my mind, to my emotions. The word of God is like medicine. It will cure what ails you. Wow. Look at verse 23. Keep thy heart, or guard thy heart with all diligence. So it's hard work. For out of it flow the issues of life. Now, one translation says, out of it flows the boundaries for your life. Out of it flows the boundaries for your life. You're to guard your heart. What does that mean? You're to guard your heart. You're to be aware of what you're watching, who you're listening to, and what you're saying. You want to guard your heart, so you want to be a bouncer. You want to keep out of watching, listening, and saying that disagrees with God's word. If what you're watching and who you're listening to and what you're saying doesn't align with the word of God, you don't want to let it in your heart. You don't want to receive it in your heart, because what's in your heart determines what you have. What's in your heart determines where you go. What's in your heart determines the size of your life. What's in your heart determines the limitation, restriction, or the expansion of your life. Am I helping anybody today? Sure do love you. So what does that mean? Give attention to. That was step one. It means to submit and to obey. To give attention to, it means to submit and obey. Can you remember when you were in school, those of you that were in school growing up, can you remember when the teacher would say to you, pay attention? What was she saying or he saying? I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I want you to obey it, okay? So give attention to the word. That's how you have God's best. You want to read it and ask, how can I apply it into my life? You submit to it and you obey it. The second point was incline your ear. Incline your ear. That's a posture. That's the attitude of humility. That's having the right attitude. So if I come to church on the rock, nobody here like that today, and I have a raunchy attitude towards God, the church, the preacher, someone on staff, my husband, my wife, my parents, my kids, my boss, my neighbor, if I have a raunchy attitude and not the right attitude, it will hinder me getting anything out of that service. I won't get anything out of reading my one-year Bible with a wrong attitude. So to incline your ear, step two is a right attitude that we have at Church on the Rock of being a lifelong learner. Step three, keep it before your eye. We read that. Keep it, have God's best, how to get the word to work. Keep it before your eye. Remember, talked about your ear, your eye, and your mouth. That's how you get what's in your heart, okay? And what's in your heart is what you have. So keep before your eye. What does that mean? Focus on the word and not your circumstances. Focusing on your circumstances or what you're going through today, watch this, will birth doubt. Focusing on your circumstances today will birth doubt and unbelief. You don't want to get your eyes on what you're going through, the storm, the dark night, the trouble, the misery, the pain, the disappointment. We all go through it. But if you focus on that, you've got your eyes off the word and what will happen. Remember when Peter got out of the boat, and as long as he had his eyes on the word, Jesus is the word. Remember the personal word of God? When Peter got out of the boat and he had his eyes on Jesus, he walked on the water. But it says when he noticed the waves and the wind, he sunk. Focusing on your bank account, focusing on the doctor's report, focusing on the trouble you're going through builds doubt. And when you doubt, you go without. Am I helping somebody today? So it says that keep it before your eye. That means keep your eye on the word. And I think that's our culture here. We always say, what does the word say? Whose report are you going to believe today? The report of man or the report of God? I challenge you to believe what God has said about you, what God has declared over your life, you want to declare over your life. And then we have the next point was guard your heart. What does it mean to guard my heart? That's what I said, put a bouncer at the front door of your heart. Watch what you're listening to, what you're watching, and what you're speaking, because that's getting in your heart. So if you sit here and you hear me teach the word like I am, strength is coming, courage is coming, healing is coming, health is coming, help is coming, all the above, God's very best for you because God wants you to be healthy, God wants you to be strong, and God wants you to be courageous in order to have his best, and that's his best for you. But if you walk out of here and you get a coffee and you linger in the lobby and you talk doubt and lack and unbelief, nothing's changed, guess what? Church didn't help you at all. The word of God didn't make a difference at all when I'm speaking, listening, watching, focusing on what is contrary to what God has said. So number two on how to have God's best, we talked about healing and health, now strength and courage. And then number three, this is what God wants for you and me, healing and health. Right now, God is healing people right now in the name of Jesus, shoulders, necks, back, hips are being healed, right, knees right now in Jesus' name. If that's you, claim it. But God's best is healing and health. God's best is strength and courage. God's best is prosperity and resources. How to have God's best? Study my Bible. Read my Bible. Number four, God's best is that you have good success. And notice I emphasize the word good, good success. What does that mean? A satisfied and fulfilled life, God's best. Well, how does that happen? Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, as the team comes out, be strong and of a good courage. Remember, to have God's best is not for you to be weak, beaten down, defeated, discouraged, manic depression. That's not God's will for you. God's will for you, God's best for you, is that you're strong and that you're courageous. For unto these people you will divide an inheritance, which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and courageous. Reading God's word, reading my Bible gives me courage, or can I say it this way? Encouragement. Encouragement. I know if you're like me, there have been times in my life there was nobody there to encourage me. So we had to do like David did, encourage ourselves in the Lord. Reading your Bible will encourage you. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe, see, revelation knowledge, to do, obey, according to the word which Moses, thy servant, commanded thee. Don't turn to the right or to the left, that you may prosper. This is God's best for you, not to be broke. That you may prosper wherever you go. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful for today. Whew. This book of the law, which is the Bible, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you will meditate. Everyone say meditate. How to have God's best. Meditate on the word of God, the scripture. Meditate, have a plan, day and night, night and day. That's habits, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous. That's God's best for you. And then you'll have good success. You won't lose your health on the way up to top. You won't lose your family. You won't lose your kids. You won't lose your marriage. You won't lose your Christianity and your Christian values. You'll have good success. These are God's best for you and me. Health, healing, courage, strength, encouragement, revelation, knowledge, prosperity, the resources, success, a satisfied and fulfilled life. That's God's best, and that's God's plan for you. In Jesus' name. I'm done. If you got something, give the Lord a big praise, would you? Come on, let's thank him. Let's thank him for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you so much. Now, the action plan, again, is I want to encourage you, your one-year Bible. Start there. If you fell off, get back on. If you don't have one, go to our lobby, buy our coffee shop, to our bookstore, pick one up today. I promise you to have God's best. I have to read and apply my Bible in Jesus' name. Now, before we go today, let me give you the Roman road. You know, I had to learn this in college on how to lead people to Christ. And I want you to know how to lead people to Christ. All you need to do is memorize these four scriptures, and they're very easy. They're all in the book of Romans. That's why they're called the Roman Road. And as we have our altar call right now we're in the valley of decision. Decisions determine the direction of your life. And Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you, that means me, that means all of us. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short. We live in a broken world, a cursed world. That's why there's sickness and pains and tsunamis and wars and racism and hurt and all the above. And then Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, and the wages of that sin is death, spiritual death, separation from God throughout eternity, hell and damnation. But the good news is, there's Romans 5, verse 8. All of these are in the book of Romans. That's why they're called the Roman Road. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says that God in his love, or God loves you today, God cares about you today, God has a plan, an assignment for you today. Don't miss out on it. God in his mercy, that while we were yet sinners, he sent his son to die for you and me, Jesus Christ. And I love that. So what do we do with that, Pastor? Well, it's up to us. He's knocking at the door of our heart. Are we going to let him in? And Romans 10, 13 said, whosoever, I was a whosoever, you are a whosoever, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you don't know him today, if you're not born again today, if you're not a Christ follower today, if you haven't surrendered your life to him today, I want to ask you to do it right now, here and online. Maybe you'll also say, Pastor, I'm a believer, but I've kind of swayed away. I've kind of got lukewarm. I'm coming back today, right here in the middle of the summer. I'm coming back today. I want the last half of this year to be the best part of this year. Then we're going to pray a general prayer. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? All of us are going to pray this together online here. Sit with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.